I was born on the south side. I was raised on the south side. Good days on the south side. Got paid on the south side.
That is South Side by Sasha Go Hard, which if you're a fan of the show by the same name, you already knew. And it might have bummed you out to hear last month that HBO Max canceled the comedy after 3 seasons. We have several fans of the show on our staff and over at NPR, including Aisha Harris, host of the Pop Culture Happy Hour, and we want to talk to her about why the show resonated with her. Aisha, hello.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
So our producer, Chris Bentley, says, well, in short, it's hilarious. Does he have it right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I love this show so much, and I was very sad to see it go. If you're not familiar with the show, it's about a community of people on the south side of Chicago. It's gotten a lot of comparisons to The Simpsons, like a live-action version of The Simpsons, and that's such a spot-on way to look at it. It's full of these very colorful characters, including Kareem and Simon, who are played by Sultan Salahuddin and Kareem Young, and they play these friends who are also repo guys at a furniture and appliance rental center in Englewood, Chicago. And a lot of the first season especially is about them like trying to repossess some products and interacting with all the people in the community. There's another group of people, including the police, and that's led by Chandra Russell and Bashir Salahuddin, who are actually married in real life. And they play Sergeant Turner and Officer Goodnight. And they are kind of these adversarial Chicago PD officers who are very, very bad at their jobs. Sergeant Turner is often cracking a lot of jokes at Officer Goodnight's expense. It's just really fun, and I wish people had really caught on to it earlier on. But I'm really happy to see that people have been watching it even after it's been canceled.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the show with, as you say, The Simpsons' funny bone. Here is one scene where a group of young men hold an intervention for one of their friends, Bluto, because he has kept his dreadlocks even while the top of his head has gone bald.
Y'all don't understand, man. These are my locks. It's me. Y'all want me to cut my antennas to the universe and or God? But Jesus Christ had dreads, so shake him.
No, cut that out.
Shake him.
Bluto.
So shake him.
Shake him one more time.
I look like Lil Wayne?
No, you don't.
You look ridiculous.
Bluto, you look ridiculous. Does this capture well, Aisha, the show?
Yes. So what is so great about the show is that in many ways, it's very specific to Black culture. It's hard to listen to this clip without actually seeing it because he does look ridiculous. Bluto does look so out of this world. But like at the same time, this is a conversation that I have heard Black people have amongst each other. Mm. And that's what is so great about the show, because it finds these very specific moments and very specific ways of interacting that can be considered very specific to Black culture, but at the same time, they're kind of universal because the idea of an intervention could apply to so many different things.
Yeah.
What is so great about South Side is its ability to find the humor in both the niche and also something that translates beyond just, you know, Black culture or even just like Chicago humor, because there's so many references to Chicago and the South Side of Chicago as well.
Well, Aisha, that's what I want to ask you about is South Side, as in South Side of Chicago. It is a place that for a lot of Americans, it kind of looms large in our history, our political imagination. But this show, I gather, celebrates the South Side, even as it jokes about the things that aren't going so well in that part of Chicago. Do you think it works that, in a way, it does celebrate the South Side?
Oh, it's an absolute celebration. And it doesn't necessarily shy away from the more negative aspects of living in the South Side. But then you have things like the Percolator song, which is featured heavily in one episode and kind of pops up in other episodes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Percolator is by a Chicago house DJ named DJ Cashmere, who also goes by the name Green Velvet.
Chicago's number one party promoter has popped his last bottle here on Earth. For his last and final wish, I would like to ask everybody to please stand and join me one last time in the Percolator.
That's such a specific Chicago thing. And as someone who has family from Chicago and went to school outside of Chicago, when I saw that, I was like, I get this.
So why was it canceled? What has HBO Max said as far as explaining the why?
I mean, HBO Max has been, if you haven't followed over the last like 6-7 months, a lot of things have been canceled under the Warner Discovery merger that has happened. And so we've seen a lot of shows that were created by people of color and that were focused on queer issues. So it's part of a larger thing that's happening right now, unfortunately. And it's not just like specific to HBO Max. Plenty of other networks are doing this too, but networks are not necessarily willing to give these shows as much time to find their audience, especially if you have a cast of mostly unknown people. Mm. But opportunities are plentiful, especially for the creative team behind Southside. And I really hope that it does get picked up for season four somewhere else.
We have been talking about the show Southside with Ayesha Harris, host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Ayesha, thanks as always. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.